Today's liturgy is really beautiful, but it requires us to go a little deeper. It requires us to peel back some of the layers to really fully understand today's liturgy. We start off today in the first reading with the prophet Jeremiah. We hear God's disappointment with his shepherds of his flock. At that time, Israel and in all the nations had kings, and their kings were oftentimes called shepherds. They were called shepherds because it was their duty to tend and care for their flock, to look after their people. The kings in Israel, up and down the centuries, every one of them starting with Saul, David, throughout history, were flawed. Even the best known, David, was flawed. He sinned. He was an adulteress. He murdered. He was a murderer. So they didn't act the way God wanted them to. They were not tending the flock, were not tending the people. And they did nothing, absolutely nothing, to help build the faith of their people. In essence, they were bad shepherds. And in the end of the first reading, we hear God speaking through the prophet Jeremiah and promising the people that he would raise up for them a good shepherd, a new shepherd, Jesus, his only begotten Son. It would be through Jesus that God himself would rescue his people. And up and down the centuries, up and down the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, we hear over and over and over again one simple truth, that God loves us first. He loves us personally, passionately, and eternally. He loves us before we could ever love him back. His love for us is a pure gift. It's totally pure grace. There is absolutely nothing we can do to earn his love. His love for us has nothing to do with who we are. It has everything to do with who God is. He is love. And we need to remember this every time we're tempted to beat ourselves up by telling us we're not worthy of God's love, that we don't deserve it. We fall short. God loves us not because we are good. Remember this. God loves us because he is good. His love for us is what makes us good. It is the gift of his love that enables us to love him back. And the greatest proof of God's perfect love is that he sent his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And one of the most powerful images of God's love is that Jesus is the good shepherd. And it's that image of a good shepherd. The shepherd will tend his flock, will gather his flock, protect his flock, even to lay down his own life for the flock. And here's the image we need to take away from this. There is nothing that the sheep can do to repay for that love. There is nothing the sheep could do to repay him. In fact, the sheep actually run off. They disobey. So they can do nothing for him in return. And perhaps we think about it a little bit. It's hard for us to really understand, fully understand the shepherd in our society today. So maybe, just maybe, if Jesus was incarnate today, maybe he would consider himself a first responder. Our police, our military, our firemen, our our nurses. They serve without considering, what can this person do to help me? What can this person do to give back to me? Even to thank me. They don't think that. They respond. They're the first responders. They respond the same way the Good Shepherd responds. And in today's gospel, we heard that when Jesus saw the crowd, he was moved with pity and he cared for them. My sisters and brothers in Christ, let us take a moment to let that fully sink in. Because Jesus tells us if we love him, we would do what he commands, to love our neighbors, to love what he loves. When we see those in need, do we really truly see them? Or do we look past them? Are we good shepherds or first responders? Do we tend to those that have no way of repaying us? And throughout the gospel, we hear time and time again, Jesus went out and cured the sick, especially those who were desperately in need of curing. And in Jesus' time, there is no greater need than for those who were suffering from leprosy. Leprosy took everything away from those people. Leprosy took away their homes. Leprosy took away their families, their friends, their jobs, took away any hope of affection or tenderness. When a person was diagnosed with leprosy, they were sent away to a leper colony. They were totally discarded. Today, leprosy is not that big of a deal as it was back then. Leprosy, which is known as Hansen's disease, is curable. It's not the same. But I want to suggest that today's leprosy is our homeless. Our homeless lose everything. They, just like the lepers, they lose their family, they lose their homes, they lose their jobs, they lose their identity, they lose their status. Today, our leprosy colony is our homeless. But we do have a golden opportunity to be the good shepherd, to do as Jesus wants us to do as Jesus commands us to do, and that is not to look past our homeless today, not to look past them, but to gaze upon them and see them that they are in need, and we have a good opportunity. On all the doors for the last several weeks, there are posters, and I'm sure we all saw this. But again, we're talking about homeless, so a lot of times we tend to look past those signs. So I want to personally invite you today to look at those posters. Take a look at them and think about the impact of our homeless that's out there. Think about it. On August 4th, Father Joe's Villages is sponsoring a wonderful event in San Diego. It's called The Short Walk to End Homelessness. And we're all invited. In fact, our wonderful, incredibly wonderful social justice ministry here at St. Martin's has put together a team, a walking team, the St. Martin's walking team. And that's what's on the posters. I invite you to join the team. Join in solidarity with the St. Martin's walkers. Register online, the link is on the poster, register to walk. And if those of us who cannot walk, there's also an opportunity to support the team financially and in prayer. Please, by my heart, I do want to invite you to join us. And help Father Joe's villages with this walk. This walk is designed for two things. One, to bring awareness, to open our eyes to the homeless, to our leprosy of today, and to help fund some of the incredibly wonderful things that Father Joe's villages do. Our world today certainly needs good shepherds to love and care and tend for the flock, to tend for those who have no way of paying us back, because God loves us first so we can love him back. And we do that by loving all that God loves.